Hello and welcome to this journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Catalina Albanu and this week we're going to be looking at the relationship between the BBC and hyperlocals and community journalists. The BBC recently unveiled a number of proposals to build stronger links with local media. A consultation is now open to hyperlocals and community bloggers to review these suggestions and work towards strengthening their existing connections with the broadcaster and to establish new ones. Local Live, for example, is one of the pilot projects that has been running already to develop the BBC's links to local media. It highlights stories from local papers on BBC's local news pages in a number of regions in England. Among the proposals for hyperlocals are plans to include them in the local live streams, as well as in other training and events, such as the Local Journalism Working Group. Sarah Mosley, Distinguished Visiting Fellow and Development Director at Cardiff University's School of Journalism, Media and Cultural Studies, works with the Centre for Community Journalism. She explained why these discussions are happening.
Well, the BBC has been sensitive for a while to accusations that it's crowding out the community and local journalism market. And it's been clear for some time that there's a real gap in terms of digging down into news that's coming from very defined small geographic areas. So I think there's a real opportunity here for the BBC and for hyperlocals to come together and address the issue really from both ends. So for the BBC, the upside is that they're able to tailor their content very much more to make it really relevant to very local audiences. And we can see actually from the Ofcom stats that that's really something that there's a thirst for. Because if you look at the figures from last year, 15% of the population are now accessing very local or community news, at least on a monthly basis. But one of the key problems for a lot of the community journalists that we work with is that they're actually quite difficult to find online because they're fairly small. They don't have the clout to really get on top of the kind of the search engines, and visibility, findability is a massive issue in terms of their own sustainability. So potentially it's a real win-win situation for both sides here.
And while the pilots involving local media have seen some success, there's still a way to go to involve hyperlocals in this project. And this poses a challenge both for the BBC and for the hyperlocals themselves.
Local Live is running as a pilot now across four areas. And I think that there have been some really good examples of accessing local journalism. I think there's more to do on really working with hyperlocal journalists to explain what this could do for them and how they might be able to link in. So I think there's quite a communications exercise that needs to be carried out here. And there's also an exercise of working with hyperlocal journalists in terms of highlighting what's going to be most successful in terms of being picked up by the BBC, and that's most successful in terms of type of story and also in terms of things like quality control and so on. So I think there's a way to go really in raising the profile of what's going on and in enabling more of this kind of material to be coming through, because we know that there are hundreds and hundreds of community journalists out there. So one thing we hope is that the BBC has just launched its consultation for hyperlocal journalists, and that's an opportunity really to try and encourage as many community journalists as possible to really to start to define this, to start to ask those questions about how they best link in with the BBC and what the two sides are really looking for and how they get to understand each other a bit more.
Controller of BBC English Regions, David Holdsworth, has been discussing these proposals with hyperlocal publishers. He says the BBC can't cover the stories community bloggers have access to and wouldn't necessarily want to, but could instead showcase some of the hyperlocals' work.
We operate at effectively at a level of either a city or a county, and we regard that as a limit of our ambitions. We don't think we either have the resources or it will be appropriate to be more local than that. So we do the main stories of the day for conurbations, for counties and all the rest of it. And we're aware that, first of all, local newspapers and then hyperlocals do many more stories of that at a more local level. So for me, I think the ideal relationship would be one in which we get to, if the hyperlocals wish this, to showcase the best of their material, that we work in a way that might actually help raise the profile of the sector in the round. So if we can pull together a register of hyperlocals area by area, will that help in terms of, I suppose, developing the sector and making it feel a bit more grown up and a genuine part of the media landscape in this country? So I think we can also offer, you know, where appropriate, some help with training and other development for hyperlocals. So I sort of see the relationship as one in which we gain, because from the BBC perspective, we get the some of those interesting stories that hyperlocals are finding put into a BBC environment as a link. And I hope the hyperlocals gain, first of all, in terms of profile, and then in terms of, you know, other benefits from the relationship with the BBC. But I think that is for the hyperlocals to tell us. I don't want to be presumptuous, and that's why we're having a consultation. But I think we're saying, we're publicly funded, we're a public service broadcaster. Are there ways that we can assist this sector, which is doing some pretty interesting things?
Local Live has been active for 2 years in regions including Leeds and West Yorkshire, Birmingham, the Black Country, and the Northeast, among others.
Probably our biggest success so far has been using the BBC website to link to the most significant stories offered by other providers across different categories. So what we've been looking to do as we've introduced local live streams in different areas is to give other publishers, including the hyperlocals where we can, the ability to showcase the best of their stories within the BBC stream. So a link is offered, and if somebody has something interesting that they've published, that link's offered in the BBC environment, and people can go off and have a look at it if they wish. And the evidence is that our users quite enjoy having that breadth of material to choose from, that this drives traffic to other publishers, and especially for hyperlocals, who sometimes have a very, very dedicated audience of their own, it widens the profile of those publishers and awareness, frankly, of what they're up to in a way that I think could be quite useful to them. So we have had good examples of a hyperlocal having a story which has been showcased in the BBC environment, and as a result, more traffic has been driven, first of all, towards that hyperlocal, but secondly, I think the profile of the sector as a whole and of that individual hyperlocal is raised as a result.
And on top of the current proposals, there's also a video sharing idea in the works, where the BBC would provide access to their videos to hyperlocals, regional publishers and other media outlets. But there are a few issues to work out first.
It's early stages, to be honest, but we are genuinely interested in whether there is any potential in sharing our video with other providers. So the BBC obviously creates a lot of video on a daily basis for news purposes. And we have, in a pretty limited way in the Northeast, been trying out offering that video to other publishers to see whether, first of all, whether they want it, and then once they've got it, whether they regard that as something that would be useful to them. Now, there are a lot of fair trading and policy considerations. We have to make sure that we are behaving equally with every other provider if we're to do this, still to consider. So it's a pilot where we're simply testing whether there's an appetite for other providers, including hyperlocals, to use BBC video where appropriate. We need to go through the pilot, then assess the evidence from it, and then really consider whether that's something that feels worth a permanent proposal or not.
Innovation charity Nesta has been working to support hyperlocal media since 2012 and has noted in its research that the BBC should be more involved in boosting relevant local content. Nesta's programme manager for their Destination Local project, Catherine Giles, explains that the main challenges for hyperlocals are sustainability and raising their profile, so getting their stories out there, and the BBC could help.
They play a fundamental role in being able to surface public service content from across, grassroots areas and sort of local communities as much as on a national level. And so we really think that the BBC's role in being able to surface this content and raising awareness of the content at local level will really help hyperlocal publishers to become known within their local communities and to also raise their profile.
And on top of sharing stories, sharing skills and expertise can also be part of the package.
So we had a data journalism training day in Birmingham at the BBC in January, where a range of different regional publisher groups like editors and also hyperlocal publishers were there presenting as well as being attendees. And it was a really positive day. So, you know, the feedback that we had from hyperlocal publishers was that they found it really beneficial, and not only to, you know, learn new skills and sort of ways of working and to incorporate data into sort of digital storytelling, but it was also a really good way for them to be able to share experiences with each other and with sort of, you know, other publishers as well that they wouldn't usually be in the same room with.
So what would be the ideal outcome of this initiative? For Nesta, this is partly a matter of getting more traffic to hyperlocals and helping them generate additional revenue.
In terms of the local live project, and especially when that starts to go a little bit more nationally, you know, where all the local areas have got these local live pages, I would really like to see a nice increase in traffic from the BBC web pages to hyperlocal publishers' sites, you know, which will hopefully give them a better value proposition. And by that, I mean that, you know, the more traffic that a hyperlocal publisher can have, the more potential they have for being attractive to advertisers, for instance. So that's, you know, one revenue stream. And also just in terms of that community and sort of active participation at a community level, really allowing hyperlocal publishers to be known within their local communities and to, you know, service their local communities the best that they can. But I think in terms of more of a technical point, so the local live pages at the moment aren't available on the BBC app. And I think over time that if they can be incorporated into the app, which I understand the BBC have got plans to do, that will also sort of facilitate the process more, because more and more audiences are accessing news and information on the go on, you know, mobile devices. That's the way that the news industry and the media industry is going.
So what should community journalists and hyperlocals do if they're interested in shaping these discussions or see their stories shared by the BBC? Sarah Mosley explains.
In the pilot areas which are already running, which are Leeds and West Yorkshire, the Northeast, Birmingham, the Black Country and Derby, the capacity is there for you to contact your local news desk. There'll be a hashtag available and you can start sending in stories directly via that hashtag, which will go to the editorial team at BBC Local. And an editorial decision will be made at a local level as to whether to publish those stories onto the BBC Local Live site. Now, the beauty of doing that is that the readers of BBC Local will be able to link back to your publication. And if they like what they see, then you've got a new audience member who you can start to build a relationship and keep you there. For those people who are not in the pilot areas, then I'd urge them very much to respond to the consultation that's been issued by the BBC, and that's available on the BBC website on About the BBC, Inside the BBC, How We Work, Partnerships, Media /industry. And it's really important, actually, that the BBC gets as much information from community journalists as possible. Now, if you are a community journalist and you're not in England, so you're not part of the English Regions Project, you should still respond to that consultation. And the more the better, really, because we're working very actively to make sure that this pilot is rolled out to Wales and to Scotland as well.
You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Catalina Albano.